Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning.
A lot of conversations about history today.
A lot of conversations about history and a little bit of musical history just there a moment ago. And the loss of Alan Toussaint.
Sad loss, very much.
Very much so. But we're going to talk about, again, first thing this morning. Now, in 1964, the plaque read, Honolulu International Center, dedicated to all the sons and daughters of Hawaii who serve their country in time of war, and in special tribute to those who gave their lives in order that freedom and justice might prevail throughout the world. That plaque, marking the complex later renamed for Honolulu Mayor Neil Blaisdell, disappeared over the years. In 2010, one woman uncovered its history and has been spearheading the rededication of the center. That happens later today, thanks to Tanya Harrison, who joins us now. Welcome back. Good to talk to you again.
Good to be here. Thank you.
You've been on quite a journey with this for the last 5 years, but the last time that we talked, you had been amassing what seemed to be a timeline of what happened with the war memorial and asking people for their remembrances and for any of their memorabilia, and they sent things to you.
Yes, people have been sharing items from the Blaisdells' history, not just the war memorial aspect, but its history in general. I have several postcards from the 60s and tickets and various memorabilia. But a few people do remember portions of the war memorial aspect of its history. Just yesterday, I learned of a gentleman who was a McKinley High School student in the late 60s, and he recalls the original war memorial plaque on a boulder, but on the corner of King and Ward by the concert hall. And the plaque was originally dedicated by the arena, and so if his memory is correct, that means it was moved. But we think it was lost by 1970. So that's the first recollection from anyone who
recalls. And that happened
it.
Just yesterday.
Just yesterday I learned of that, yes. So this is still, I'm still researching this.
And people are still helping you fill in details. Meanwhile, though, this story of how this happened, because most people don't know it is the Honolulu International Center, of anybody who grew up in the late 70s, 80s knew it as the Blaisdell Center. But so give us a little bit of that timeline history from the early parts of the 60s and in 62, 63 when this project came to be.
So the Blaisdell was originally they referred to it as the Honolulu's War Memorial Municipal Auditorium before they named it the HIC. And originally, the arena was the original War Memorial Auditorium, but the complex was built as two separate projects, the arena and exhibition hall, and then the concert hall broke ground at separate times. And people fought over it for a good year about what to name the complex. And so the word memorial never ended up in the name for whatever reason. And so it was dedicated as a memorial in 64. And the only way we knew it was a memorial was because of the plaque that essentially served as the Blaisdell's name tag, telling us, yes, this place is Honolulu's War Memorial Auditorium. And it was dedicated in 1964. And we don't know why the plaque disappeared. But once that plaque was gone, there was nothing to tell us it was a memorial at all. And so with this new rededication, the Blaisdell's essentially getting its name tag back with this new plaque. So
this is sort of like the great story about the Blaisdell Center that we've never heard.
Yeah, it's when they had the original dedication ceremony, there were about 1,000 people that attended. It wasn't as organized as it could have been, at least from what I've read. Didn't have any lights. It happened after dark. The only lighting they had was from a TV camera shining the light on the plaque so people could read it. About 7,000 people attended a show in the arena. And then the next day they had a formal opening of the concert hall. And so people were a little confused. Oh, okay, the dedication the day before was just for the arena. And people were confused whether it was just the arena or the entire complex that was the war memorial. Maybe the memo didn't get around. And that could have contributed to how this was later lost. I mean, the project, when it was being planned, it almost died several times. It's amazing the place was ever constructed. And so that was the most important thing, was to get it built. And somehow along the way, the memorial aspect, was lost, and we don't know why.
The plaque itself, although you had a recollection given to you yesterday saying that, it was on the corner and not on the building itself, on the not the convention center part.
It was on a boulder.
It was on a boulder. Yeah. No, but originally it hadn't been. It was on the building, right? It was on the not the concert hall part, right?
Oh well, the memorial plaque was originally on a boulder. It was a bronze plaque on a boulder, but because the arena and concert hall were built as two separate projects, Mayor Blaisdell wanted people to think of it as one, and he asked for two identical dedicatory plaques, one on the wall of the concert hall and one on the wall of the arena. And the original diagrams of those plaques have since been purged, so I don't know what they looked like. But today, if you go to the Blaisdell, you'll see two identical plaques, one on that wall of the arena. If you enter the building, it's right on the right, so you have to go through the gate first. But you can see it from the other side of the fish ponds, and another on the Diamond Head side of the concert hall. And they say Neil S. Blaisdell Center, 1964. This probably replaced those original two dedicatory plaques. But at the time, people thought of it as two separate projects. Blaisdell referred to it as our new War Memorial Auditorium and Theater Concert Hall Complex, the Honolulu International Center. That's one reason why they gave the entire complex one name instead of the individual building's separate names. They wanted people to think of it as one. It was Hawaii's first convention center.
So if both of those plaques were dedicated, they both disappeared.
Those two plaques were not memorial plaques. They just had the name of the facility. The memorial plaque that dedicated it as a war memorial was out on a boulder somewhere, we think, where the current box office is. We don't know exactly where it was. We don't have a photo, but we know where the original ceremony occurred, which was on the Eva side of the arena in the main concourse area. And it was rather small, from what I was told. So, and currently the box office was built in the early 90s, so any boulders in that area would have been moved. And there were also boulders placed at the Blaisdell, I forget if it was in the 60s, early 70s, from a Japanese rock garden. For all I know, they rearranged all the boulders on the campus numerous times. There's been a lot of changes there since it was first opened.
So a lot of opportunities for that original plaque dedicating it as a war memorial to have been taken away.
Right, and there were also a lot of vandalism in that area where the original war memorial dedication ceremony occurred in the 60s. There were kids were protesting concerts. They were actually protesting the fact they had to pay to go to concerts. there were a few other protests there that did a lot of damage to the grounds, and it's possible it could have been moved to protect it from vandalism. We just don't know.
It's just speculation. Been taken.
It could have been taken.
And it's in somebody's basement.
Yeah, that's an idea. We have no idea.
So if anybody has it, please return it. But today, there's going to be not quite a replica because you don't really know what it looks like, but at least a plaque that's going to mark the fact that it was the Honolulu International Center from 1963 to 1976. And that same phrase will be repeated again, the one about the dedicating to all the sons and daughters of Hawaii as a war memorial.
Correct. And this time it's on a quite substantial pohaku. This stone was originally by the arena, and I understand it took quite effort to move it. It was rather dangerous. It's on a concrete base.
So you're not going to miss it?
Oh, no. Those of you stuck in traffic on Ward Avenue will see it between the concert hall and Ward Avenue. And So
take a look.
Take a look. It's got landscaping, and next time you go to the Blaisdell, leave a lay of aloha for our war veterans there.
Well, Tanya, it's been quite a journey, and it's not over yet because you're still piecing some of this together and telling us the rest of the story and more of it as you know. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Tanya Harrison is the founder of the Neil S. Blaisdell Center War Memorial Project. She was raised on Kauai and is a wildlife biologist. The rededication ceremony of the Blaisdell Center as the War Memorial happens later today at 5 o'clock, and it's open to the public.